It's important for us to plan. You know, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Everyone knows this beautiful classic quote, you know, from Benjamin Franklin that emphasized the critical role that planning plays in achieving success. You know, if only to highlight that without a thoughtful, intentional approach to your goals, you're increasing the likelihood of failure.
Born to achieve. Welcome to Born to Achieve podcast, the show that inspires and motivates you to unlock your full potential and achieve your goals. With your host, Warren Andrew Pinder. Let's get started on this week's episode of Born to Achieve.
I am born to achieve, and so are you. We have been talking about achieving more in 2024 and how we are going to do better than ever before. You know, how it's never too late to begin to set goals or begin to work toward achieving the goals that we have set for ourselves this year, and how that how we want to ensure that we have the energy and we have everything that is required. We want to put everything, every effort that we have behind achieving the goals that we have set. But now let's talk today about planning toward charting the course, the directional compass in which direction in which we want to go and how we're going to achieve these goals. So it's important that we understand, you know, we have a clarity of direction. You know, having a plan provides a clear roadmap for achieving your goals. You know, it will help us to take the necessary steps, the right steps toward navigating, making it easier for us to stay focused on these desired goals. We need to find how we're going to use our resources of time, money, how we're going to put our energy, what is it that we're going to put our energy toward, which ensures that we're investing in the right thing toward increasing the likelihood of success of us achieving our goals. You know, we need to write a plan that serves as a visual representation of your goal. We spoke last week about being able to see us achieving our goals, whatever that goals was. We used the example of a house, how we see ourselves entering the door and decorating the house and so forth. But we need to write that down as a visual for us to go back to keep us committed and motivated. All right, to boost our energy toward and dedication toward achieving these things when we are challenged, when we are faced with hurdles that will get in the way of us trying to be successful on this journey. So, you know, we want to have something, a reminder. We want to be able to go back to that every day, saying that these are the goals that we are going to achieve. This is what we will become successful in achieving this year. To make it better. That's what we're talking about when we talk about achieving more in the year 2024. And then, you know, it helps us to measure where we began, right? The progress that we are making, where we are now, and what we will need to do, tracking our success along the way so that we can feel a short-term success that will boost us to continue to really go toward the ultimate success of what we really are working toward what we'd like to do. You know, this plan does not guarantee a success, but significantly, it will enhance, you know, our chance of succeeding. You know, it's being strategic in what it is that we are trying and would really, really like to do. You know, it's important to note that there are so many persons, you know, that really live by a plan. They wake up in the morning, and they have already sat the night before or days before and have written out a strategic plan, a plan as to what they're going to do minute by minute of the day. And they check that off to know that I'm not wasting time. I'm putting my emphasis behind my resources. I'm using my precious time, my money, my energy toward accomplishing daily planned goals to achieve my ultimate goal. You know, there was a young man that I happened to know, and he was working. He had to have been at the time that I met him, he had to only been 15 or 16, but he just loved tinkling in heavy equipment. And he would be all over the place, work, trying to pick up a job at anyone as long, even if he could just ride on the back of a truck, hang on the back of a truck. And we'd be like, man, be careful. You know, it was like a risk to see him in his eager zeal to get around a tractor or a truck. And, you know, he would go home. He was in school and he would go home greasy and dirty, and because he was right there helping someone to change a big truck tire, or in the engine, working along someone. But only to know that in the process of doing so, he would, in years to come, he knew that he wanted to own his own heavy equipment. And as he began to work and become compensated, I'm not even certain if he finished school, because I always advocate for a person, you know, school is the way, but I'm not certain that he finished school. But I know that as he began to work, he began to plan how he said that he would one day own his own trucking company. And he saw an old truck that was abandoned, parked, I guess, because no one else thought that he could actually, or that they would be able to fix it.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. We'll be right back.
Achieve Man, written by Warren Andrew Pinder and Dominique Bradford. This book passionately focuses on the challenges women have been made to go through and how to overcome them. In some cultures, being a woman disadvantages the girl child. This book carefully exposes the hurdles you might face. This masterpiece is the ultimate self-help guide for women. It reveals your true purpose and identity. Get your copy today. Available from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
This young man took that truck as a project, and he had a plan that he would take his time and begin to work on that truck. And we would see him for, it had to have been maybe 3 years, just working toward getting this old truck working. It was a Mack truck. I'm talking about a big, heavy, heavy, heavy truck. And he began to work on that and worked, and he got the engine started. I remember when he got the engine started. And then persons began to realize and understand that, no, this young man, he's talented and he's bright. He got no tires on the truck when he received it. He found tires and he worked on it. And he got that truck up and running. I don't think he even had a license. I'm not certain. I remember, I don't know if he had a license, but he got the truck on the road. He used to be driving the truck. It wasn't the prettiest truck, but he would drive it. I remember him actually towing Phil on the truck. Whatever happened to the truck, I don't know. But I can tell you what happened to the young man. The young man moved away to a family island. And on that family island, he began to work with someone. And he started fixing vehicles, doing his thing. To make a long story short, today, that young man owns several garbage trucks and is running a contract on an island, collecting the garbage. So what we saw as him just tinkling, and what we may have saw as a hobby, but actually seeing him work himself and strategically build that first truck, he was preparing himself and he had planned that he would own his own trucking company. So all that it wasn't written, or it was not, but he spoke to himself that is what he wanted. And that's what he did, knowing that in the environment he was focused, all of his time and his effort was placed toward ensuring that he was going to own that trucking company. If it meant that it took him that length of time to build that first truck, it became easy when opportunity arose for him to actually put together trucks that he needed to run the successful business today that he has. It's important for us to plan. You know, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Everyone knows this beautiful classic quote, you know, from Benjamin Franklin, that emphasized the critical role that planning plays in achieving success. You know, if only to highlight that without a thoughtful, intentional approach to your goals, you're increasing the likelihood of failure. Planning provides directional structure and the ability to anticipate what is coming at you, and to be prepared and ready, setting the foundation for success to overcome the things that will come at you. We need successful people plan. Professional persons plan. Planning is in every endeavor that we do. You speak of project management. Project management is understanding, knowing where you're going to start and planning through the risk, planning through scheduling, planning through initiating, planning the closing, planning how you're going to get from your starting point to the definitive ending of a project. And that is how we need to adapt the same in our lives. We need to understand that we're not haphazardly getting up in the morning saying we want to get to that goal without sitting down and writing, what are we going to do today toward achieving it? This is important. It's important for us to effectively plan what it is that we want, or how the roadmap, how are we going to chart the course toward achieving that business? What is the course that the roadmap, the direction we're going to go toward getting that home? What is the plan action toward getting a new job? What is your plan and how are you going to change your life? Whatever goal that you have set for yourself, there must be a plan toward achieving it. Daily, we have to visit that plan.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. We'll be right back.
Achieve Men, written by Warren Andrew Pinder. In this book, you will learn the 7 steps to achieving your dreams and goals. Given the vision to share how the acronym of the word ACHIEVE can be used systematically in your day-to-day life. Each of us is given a unique gift from God. Get your copy today, available in print, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
We have to, the night before, write a plan for the next day. The plan that the goal that you would have set now in January, you have to always check your progress. You have to go back to the plan. Remember, placing the emphasis, all of your energy, your time, your money. You can't waste time. This plan helps you. This plan is your roadmap, charting your course. It's going to lead you in the right direction. The plan is to guide you. You want to stay on the plan. You know what happens to a captain if he doesn't follow his correct path that he charted for the course of direction? If he doesn't stay on course, that compass is going to take him off and it's going to lead him not to achieving his ultimate port of call that he's actually planned to go to. Pilots set flight plans every day as to where they're going to go. When they take off, to exactly where they need to go, where they're going to be guided, straight to the airport that they need to land to. Same as mariners. So in your life, this is something scientific.
The desired
that you need to implement strategically to work toward achieving the goals that you have set. If it means that you're not certain, but you have a map that you can go back to. Today, you know, we have Google Maps where, you know, it'll take you, you know, they've already set that out, and you can just hit start to direction. That'll take you right to the location, the desired location. One time ago, you had to read that map. You had to read the map of the location. You had to stop, pull on the side of the road, and you had to read a map exactly where you're going to go, which highway you're going to take, which exit to enter, which corner to turn to go toward the desired location. And that's how you have to plan toward achieving your goals. This is just another step of on the journey. Charting the course is important for you to have something tangible to keep you committed, to keep you on track, to keep you focused, visualizing that's what you want. That when you visualize yourself in the position, your desired position, what you want to achieve, you have already outlined how you're going to get there. And when you're lost, you can always go back to the plan. When you run into a roadblock, go back to the plan. When you feel that you're not getting, go back to the plan. When it seems as if it's making no sense, go back to the plan. Keep the plan in the front of you, always knowing that you will get from point A to point B if you follow the plan. My wish for you is for just to continue to push, be encouraged, knowing that you can overcome, knowing that you can achieve more in 2024, but just follow the plan. The plan is there for a purpose. Work the plan. Plan to succeed, not to fail. Plan to achieve more in 2024 if that's really what you want. You have to chart the course. You have to know where you're going, where you've began. You know, understanding, measure everyday success. Planning every night to succeed the next day. Understand that when you've gotten to a certain place, that's like if you, man, you say you want to lose 50 pounds. When you've lost 10, you feel good. You want to go further. You're on the right course. Then you lost 25. Oh, you want to take, you know, you're happy. You're motivated because you can see the plan in which you, that where you want to go. Continue the plan to achieve the goals that you have set for yourself. You will if you follow the plan.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve. We hope you found it informative, inspiring, and motivating. Born to Achieve. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Stay focused on your goals, and we'll see you on the next episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve.